The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
Next guest that we're getting ready to put on, David Saunders.
Sometimes we worship that from a near instead of afar.
Well, this place has been a staple of Lynchburg for 83 years. David Saunders from, no, is it 86 years, I think.
Yeah.
Correct me, David. I'm getting my numbers wrong. He's from the Tea Room downtown, the Texas Inn. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
Good. Is it 86, I think, right?
1935.
Wow.
And was when the Texas Tavern was founded, and actually changed its name in 1971 to the Texas Inn. So it's been 86 years for the business and 50 years in the location downtown.
And of course, if you're from this area, it's just the Tea Room. And David, I have to tell you this story. My sister and my niece came in, and we were going to go down to the British Tea Room in downtown Lynchburg, the Plowcroft Tea Room. So my youngest son is texting me and wanting to know, you know, what we're doing. And I said, well, I'm meeting your auntie at the Tea Room. And he's like, oh, cool. Okay, what time are you going to be there? And I'll join you. And I'm like, wow, I can't believe he wants to go get tea. He thought we were coming to the Tea Room, not the Tea Room. So he was hoping for a cheesy Western.
I discovered that place a couple of years ago when I first got into town, and I thought, oh, how unfortunate that people are going to call it the Tea Room. They'll never get any search engine optimization on their website. It'll be kind of difficult for them.
I know, that's right.
Because we've kind of owned that name for a long, long time. Mm. It's been quite a ride these last 3 years since I purchased the establishment.
Yeah, give us, first I want to talk about a technical thing.
And you've done such a great job, let me just say.
Thank you, Janet. Restoring it and
making it what it should be and meeting its full potential, both in Cornerstone and downtown.
Yeah. So from a technical standpoint, construction background and all here, David, why doesn't that building just fall off the edge of the cliff right there? What's holding that thing up?
Well, the one at Cornerstone is only 10 years old, so that's going to be there for quite some time.
Yeah.
No, the building there at 5th and Main was previously a pure oil gas station.
Okay.
And it was constructed when Main Street was two ways, and it went straight across the old Rivermont Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
It has a sizable amount of support underneath it. That was one of the things I looked at a lot before I was at the businesses, and the building owner, Mr. Green, made sure that that building is a solid construction. It's a solid old school cinder block construction, mm-hmm. and it has a weight limit in the parking lot for trucks because
really?
We don't want to tip the scales, but it's good and solid and should be there for another 86.
Oh, it's just iconic. That building is iconic, and you've given it a facelift and a fresh coat of paint, and it's just a jewel again. So
yeah, that was the first thing we did in the in September of 2018 we actually shut everything down for 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Went through, I had a 8-yard dumpster that I filled to the capacity.
Wow.
Replaced equipment in the kitchen and polished everything up. I even had my kids on their hands and knees, like going through and trying to remove the grime between the grout and the tiles. We spit shined it for a good day and a half, and then reopened, keeping the same menu, but just making a few improvements to bring us into the 21st century.
So, what was your interest? What give us a little of the history for you and the Tea Room? Why you would want to buy it? I know we had a recent purchase of the farm basket. The lady that bought that said, "I drove by this thing for decades and thought I want to own that." And next thing you know, it took a few years, but she's the now new owner of the farm basket. They did a reboot. What brought you to the fact that you wanted to have that Texas Inn?
I was born and raised in Lynchburg. You know, some of my first, you know, earliest memories was my dad walking down the street from the fire department. His shift ended at 7 a.m. My mom worked at Virginia Baptist as a nurse, and her shift started at 7 a.m. And my mom would roll up with my sister and I in our pajamas and drop us at the corner of 5th and Main. Can you imagine doing that today?
No.
Dropping your kindergartners off, you know, your first grader and your kindergartner off in front of the tier. and my dad would walk down the street. He'd grab us by our hands and walk us in, and we'd have breakfast before we went to school. And we did that probably 3 or 4 times a month. Yeah. And it was, you know, when I got my driver's license, my mom would say, "Can you go downtown and get me some Westerns and a quart of chili?" And, you know, and then our prom night.
Prom night.
There
were
6 of us in a limo, and we all run in with our tuxes and prom gowns on, and we just thought that was the funniest thing in the world to get yelled at by Janet, you know, at midnight on prom night. Not you, Janet.
I know.
The Janet that worked there years ago.
Right, yes. And that's something that a lot of people share, that memory. They spend time.
And then, I saw a picture from a Craigslist ad that said local restaurant for sale, and it was a picture of a Western and a bowl of chili. And I went, "Ooh, I know where that is." You know, and they didn't list the name of it, and people freaked out, and they passed it around on Facebook about 10,000 times. And I'm in Richmond, and I went, "No, this can't happen. This place can't go away. Hold on."
Yeah.
So I called down to the owner. I said, "I'm going to try to help you find a buyer." And we worked on that for 6 or 7 months, and I couldn't find him one. So finally I said, "All right, I'll buy it." And then it's been a wild ride ever since.
How about that?
I'll tell you, when COVID's done and we can do events again, I've always wanted to do a Cheesy West Fest. That's always been my dream, is to do a Cheesy West Fest in Lynchburg, because that would be... it would be so great.
One of the things that we are going to have coming up later this month is going to be kind of fun. I've always wanted to do a food challenge.
Okay.
And a couple of years ago, there was the Great Western Challenge, and I think there was a guy that ended up eating like 17 Westerns or something like that. And this time I want to do it with chili. And so before Halloween, on October 30th, we're going to do the Great Bowls of Fire Challenge.
Ah, I like that. Creative.
It's going to be 72 ounces of chili.
Wow.
And if you eat it in an hour, it's free.
Wow.
And you win a T-shirt that says, "I survived the challenge."
Uh-huh.
You win a roll of Tums and a can of Febreze.
Nice.
Well, you've covered all the bases. One of the things, David, just quickly, and we'll wrap it up here, is that I've always been intrigued, let's use that word, when I come down there to the one downtown, and I will walk in to get my, it's an experience, it's not just the food, I get my tea room experience. I will see guys there that appear to be either doctors or lawyers wearing their really super nice outfit, and everything from that to the guy that just rolled up in his truck who works construction. You cover all the bases, all the eco or economical ranges. That's one of the things that's cool for me, at least, and that culture that you are keeping going. It doesn't matter what your eco status is or what you are. You can show up at the tea room and get you a bowl and get you a Cheesy Western.
And crinkle cut fries.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, remember, we didn't have crinkle cut fries until 3 years ago. So that was one of the additions. I had a couple people yelling at me because I brought fries there. But most people are very happy about it.
Very happy.
You know, when I was growing up, I do remember a brief story here. There was a guy sitting there, and he had a suit and tie on, and there was another guy sitting there, he had jeans and a raggedy T-shirt on, and they're sitting there, and they're like, "Hey, I know you." And he goes, "Yeah, I know you." And they're trying to figure out where they know each other from. Well, it was the prosecutor and the guy that he'd sentenced to 30 days in jail, and they were both sitting there together, and they realized they'd seen each other in court last week.
Wow.
Oh, that's great.
The guy said, And the prosecutor said, you know, if you keep your nose clean, you'll be out of there in 15 days. And he goes, yeah, but what am I going to do afterwards? I need a job to stay out of trouble. And so he gave him a job sweeping up at the sheriff's office. And
wow.
Like a couple weeks later when he got out of jail. And apparently they became, you know, buddies.
That's great.
T-room buddies.
That's good.
And that's the kind of thing that you get there that you really don't get anywhere else.
Yeah.
Who knew that a cheesy
kind of
Western
that we wanted to keep going,
was
going to
be the great equalizer?
Yeah.
Hey, David, thanks for being with us.
No, I really appreciate it, and I appreciate y'all helping us get the word out about our food drive.
Yeah, no doubt about
all
it.
All the way until and January 5th, we're collecting donations for Blue Ridge Area Food Bank.
Okay.
So both locations.
Yep. And when you have that cook-off going on, please get with us, and we'll talk about it, okay?
Yeah, there'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it would
be. Thanks a lot, Mark. Thanks, right. Janet. We
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Yes.
Talk to you later. David Saunders from the Texas NT Room, and I'm in the mood for a,
I know. I'm thinking we need a tea room run at 9.
Yeah.
It's
the Winhurst one is closer.
It is.
I'll just get the fries.
Okay.
You'll thank me later.
Start your mornings on the right foot and listen to The Morning Jam, 6 to 9 a.m. Woke up, fell out of bed.